are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, it is brought to you by Rounds Financial and Lee Real Estate. Joining us this morning, we have Pierre Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be here again.
Yeah, you braved the rain without an umbrella. You're feeling brave.
I did. Yeah, you know, it's just it's a little different than what we've been getting.
We like this kind of moisture because you don't have to plow, you don't have to shovel. It just takes care of itself.
It's just nice.
It really is.
It's hard to believe that. You know, just last week, Tuesday, we were, 2 feet of snow, and now Here we are.
Most of it's gone.
And, yeah, yeah.
You know, we've got a little rain, so it's a nice flip of the script for sure. And, you know, with that, of course, a lot of people getting into spring cleaning and taking care of things. Well, the city is as well.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. You know, we haven't taken all the plows off our trucks yet.
Right.
So we're not quite there yet, but just in case, we've taken a couple of the plows off, you know, because we use those same trucks during the summertime for our construction projects and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, the city probably 20 years ago, Mayor Lori Gill at that time came up with the Go Green and Clean program for the community. And it's an opportunity for the citizens of Pierre to help out the city and get things cleaned up. And there's lots of projects that we have that we need to have done. And what that does is it allows the city crews to really tackle the big projects that we've got planned, whether they be construction or, mowing and things like that. So this is an opportunity for organizations, whether they be state offices, we've had church groups, we've got the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, neighborhoods, families that have projects that they'd like to do. And if you see something that you'd like to get a group together, whether it be painting or just picking up alongside the highways or streets, just making a sweep through one of the local parks, we just appreciate. Give us a call at 773-7407, and we've got projects that we know we need help with. But if you just got one locally that you'd like to tackle and get a group together, certainly give us a call. The city will provide gloves and garbage bags and paint if you want to do that. Last year we had a group that went down to Griffin Park, and they painted all of the picnic table shelters throughout the whole park. It took them, a good day, one day. You can do it on the weekends, a Saturday and Sunday, in the evenings. Or even if you're out just taking your walk, grab a bag and just pick up, whatever you find. And you can go down to the solid waste facility down there where you take all the recycling materials, and they will give you all the materials that you need. And then we ask people to bring those bags back to the solid waste facility, because then we weigh, all of the trash that's picked up. And it's really amazing how much there is by the time everybody gets
done. I can imagine.
yeah. And, we're not talking, 1,000 pounds or anything like that. We're talking several tons.
My goodness, of
garbage.
Yeah, and that's the beauty with the program. Like you said, if you've got something in mind that you'd like to do, they can reach out and talk to you. Or if they just want to do something and they're not sure, that's where they can call and get those projects.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a thing for it's an opportunity to teach the kids about civic pride and helping out the community as a whole. And it's just really amazing to me throughout the years, the organizations and the people that have volunteered to help the city out and do those types of projects. So give us a call at the city, 773-7407, and let us know how you can help. And it runs... It typically we like to get things wrapped up, in the middle of May, so we've got a good full month here for people to do projects. So let us know, and it's actually kind of fun.
Yeah, sounds great. How about, you know, pitching in and helping the city be clean? Everybody wants that.
Yep, absolutely.
And of course, just around the corner, summertime, and there's always great rec programs, and this year, no different.
Yeah, this year is no different, Dave. You know, Mindy Cheap, who's been with the city for over 15 years, she's going to be retiring here in June. And so she's done a great job with the recreational programs for the city. Mm-hmm. And again, this year she's got lots of activities planned for the kids. And she's probably got over 30 different programs lined up for the kids. So you can go to the city's website and get the kids signed up. But they've got basketball and t-ball and slip and slide, kickball and drama and art and safety town. So there's a lot of opportunities for the kids to do that. So she scheduled 4 2-week sessions and for the summer rec program. And they run through the end of July, pretty much June through the end of July. And so and you can go out on the website and look at all the different ones and what times they are and where they're located at.
Right.
So, you know, and there's also opportunities for the younger teens to help with those programs. If they want to, get a hold of Mindy and help with a lot of those programs, you know, job opportunities for a couple months there, give her a call. You can call the city number. Her office is in the YMCA. You can stop by the YMCA and visit with her. So just between, you know, the younger kids participating in the programs and the older teenagers that want to help, there's lots of opportunities there. So it'll be a busy summer rec program.
Yeah, get the kids all signed up and get all the details. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep. And, you know, speaking of summer rec, the aquatic center, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The aquatic center that's hooked onto the YMCA up there, that belongs to the city of Pierre. The city of Pierre owns that, mm-hmm. and the YMCA operates that for the city. And, you know, we've been wanting to put a new surface on the bowl of the swimming pool up there. And we've waited until after the state swim meet to do that. And so now that that's over, we've drained the pool. And I was just up there yesterday. They took the whole surface off of the pool, and they've retiled the swimming lanes there. And now they're just starting to put, yesterday, the new surface on that pool. And I'll tell you what, Dave, it was to see that pool the way it was and with the old water, it definitely needed a facelift.
Right. So this is going to make a world of difference.
Yeah, it really will. And the swimming lanes are blue, and the rest of the surface will be white. But they spray that on there, and it's an epoxy-type substance. And then once that dries, that new surface and the technology that they've got nowadays, that'll bring that pool up to date for 20 years. It'll be fine.
Nice.
And now with the new water, we won't have that staining issue that we've had.
Absolutely.
We all know about that. So that'll really put that in good shape and get that ready to go for the kids, too. So,
sounds great.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, a lot of people are still asking, still waiting about what's going on with the airport situation.
Yep. We're still waiting for a final decision by the U.S. Department of Transportation. I've been told that the decision's been made, but it has to go through the approval process of all the different layers, you know, at the federal level.
Right.
So I'm hoping, you know, I've had a lot of calls on that. People want to make plane reservations for traveling. And as soon as we find that out, we'll sure let the public know. You know, and that we had some options there. We decided to recommend the two hub option, which is a Denver hub and a Minneapolis hub. If we are approved for those two hubs, then the Minneapolis hub will still continue with the Denver hub, but the Minneapolis hub will still take a little bit of planning on gates and dates and days and
right.
things like that. So you won't be able to just start flying to Minneapolis on July 1st, but certainly we'll get those planning things in place. And It's been, like I say, I've gotten a lot of calls on it. But
I would imagine.
Thank you for the public's patience, because it's kind of out of the city's hands at this point.
Well, right. So, like you said, once you know, you'll pass that along. And then there's still going to be a little bit of a process.
Yep.
At least we'll be that much closer.
That's right. We'll be that much closer, and we'll get those things in place. Yep. And one other thing here is the golf course. Mm-hmm. I've been getting a lot of questions on the golf course. And, of course, today with the rain, we love the rain, but it's not so good for golfing.
No.
But we'll be opening soon. The city will make a final decision on the opening date for that. One of the things is on the golf carts, you know, we have a rental cart program. Mm-hmm. Well, that it's a 5-year program that the city leases the golf carts. Well, Yamaha had that lease, and this year, last year was the 5-year. So we went out for bids, and we ended up getting Easy Go golf carts. Well, our first set of golf carts just arrived yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So even if we would have been open, you would have had to walk.
Sure.
And which a lot of people do, and that's great. But the vast majority of people take a cart. It speeds up play and just makes it a faster play and a little more convenient. But anyway, so we just got the golf carts yesterday. So, you know, it just, it'll be, you know, we'll select a final day for next week sometime. So, you know, by this time next week, we'll be playing golf. But so just stand by when that final decision is made. We'll let the public know when they can knock the rust off the golf clubs.
That's right. Pull them out, get them all cleaned and ready and set to go. And next week you'll be able to get out on the links.
Yep, you bet.
Awesome. Well, thank you for stopping by there. And
yeah, always a great opportunity to let the citizens know what's going on in the city.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rain, and next week you'll be able to get golfing.
We hope so. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. There's Mayor Steve Harding joining us this morning on the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Rounds Financial and Lee Real Estate, as well as May Adams.